Jen Shaw.
And I'm Kate O'Reilly.
And you're listening to
XOXO
JK, a show about good stuff, real stuff, funny stuff, all the stuff that happened this week. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. We're going to just catch up with each other a little bit.
Catch ups.
We got you switched to natural deodorant. You really have some feelings about
your face right now. I know you're mad at me.
It's
going to be heated. Stay tuned.
There's a lot of feelings about this.
It was a huge week for feelings. Like, people that I don't expect to react to the news, when I saw them this weekend, were like, it was just a really rough week. And so then I knew it was a really rough week. You know, like, people that don't usually say anything about what the current events.
Sarah's here with us again.
Hi.
My best friend.
Sarah Fassner.
They're best friend.
From Stylist Online and
we made
other
her
things.
Stay for another recording. Come back another day and do this other recording with us.
Right.
Thanks for coming back.
No problem. Don't think that's a secret we need to keep.
Okay.
And then, we're going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and a little bit about the very much related hangover cures.
Oh.
Hi. So thanks to our special guest, Sarah Fassner, for being here.
Sarah Fassner, my very best friend from The Stylist Online.
Yay. Thanks for having me.
Aside from being my best friend, I feel like you have other things that define you. Like The Stylist Online.
Being your best friend is not my only.
Just tell quick what The Stylist Online is, because the next episode we're going to dive into it, but I think it'd be cool for people to just know real quick what it is.
Yeah, so The Stylist Online is, people can go to that site, and I am one of the stylists that should be listed there.
You are. I looked at it.
And all of our styling is based off of body structure. So we assess a woman's true body structure and then advise her on what silhouettes are best to pick out for her body type.
So we're going
to
dive into that in the next episode, which I'm excited about. So thank you for being here with us today, where you're just going to tell your armpit stories. Also,
we brought her on just for that.
We got Thanksgiving this week, and
I know. So, what's your plan now, Jen? That you're not? Are you going to Milwaukee still?
Yeah, I don't have a boyfriend anymore. So
that's news.
Yeah,
so,
after I made such a big deal of doing that last episode, talking about it, how dumb is that?
That's not dumb. That's just how life works.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true.
It is. It does. It is not awesome.
No, it actually, I think it's just fine.
Good.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Sarah's also here for that. Amazing.
Yeah, she sent me a text after the fact. She goes, because they all met last time we were in town. And she's like,
best friend is like the ultimate clearing
house for
a new boyfriend.
Yeah, I know, but she didn't
tell
until after the fact. Yeah. I was like, girl, I was already there. Don't even worry. Well, I know. I'm still going. No, I am. I am. Yeah, well, I'm going to be on the TV in Milwaukee on Wednesday morning.
They oh, nice.
Me back to the, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
On the morning show, so I'm excited.
Great.
And then, my dog and I are going together, and he won't be on TV. But we're going to do Thanksgiving with my family on Thursday, and then I'm staying with my friends all the time. So then I'll have Thanksgiving with my friends on Saturday.
Oh, good. And that is like, it can be a short time. Like, it'll be fun. And then you'll be off, you know, after.
I love them and their kids, like, and hanging out with them. Like, I'm super excited to see my friends and their kids. Like,
so are you
going to
be there till Friday or Saturday or?
Sunday.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And then I'm going to come back Sunday, and then I fly out to Baltimore on Monday.
For work?
Till Friday. Yeah.
Wow.
You know.
All right.
I'm going to be gone for a while. Bye.
Oh, bye. I'm going to be in Baltimore. Yeah. It's such a sexy city, Baltimore.
Yeah, it's The Wire. So, like, I'm probably going to take, like, probably pick up a pager, like a public payphone block or something. Did you ever watch The Wire? I watched it 10 years after it came out. I was like, why do they have pagers?
And everyone has recommended it to me.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, that's why you guys didn't get those jokes.
Yeah, I have not watched it.
Okay, that's why you were just staring at me with blank eyes.
Yeah, we were.
Like, I can't go to parties until I watch it.
I know.
So, like, season one is all about, it's one like more each person. Season is a different thing. It's all the same stuff, but it's like season one is from the perspective of, like, the criminal.
Oh, cool. I like
the
that.
system, and then like it's like the docks and like all this weird stuff. So, but they all have pagers, and then they ditch their pagers and like pagers and payphones. And so I was like, what the hell? This is like, why don't they have mobile phones? And then I was like, oh, because it's from like 2002.
And it's a highly addictive series.
Yeah, right? I've only made it through season 3.
That's
though.
A good winter series for us, yeah. Maybe. Because I compulsively go to watch The West Wing
Idris
every
Elba.
Fall.
Oh, he's
I'm
in
watching it.
It
right now.
Wait, what are you watching?
We're the same person.
The West Wing.
Oh, Jesus, you guys.
You seek the same friend.
20 years. Catch up, okay?
No, we're watching it again.
Okay, back to Baltimore. Is it raining there?
Do you? Yes.
Do you get that joke?
Counting Crows.
Yes.
Oh, nice reference.
Do you like Maroon 5, though?
Do you like
she
Maroon
loves
5?
Maroon 5, okay. And I cannot.
I don't love Maroon 5 like she thinks I love
Adam
them.
Adam Levine, barf.
I'm not the, like, you know how people are so, like, crazy about hating
Phil Collins?
She hates Phil Collins so much. Oh, my God. It's so funny.
I just saw a picture of him. People are like,
he's coming back.
Yo, hipsters. Phil Collins did this 35 years ago. And it's a picture of Phil Collins, like, with a full beard.
Yeah.
Right. And, like, a gross button-down shirt and, like, like a dirty hat. Yeah.
I can't dance.
Okay, Sarah, I did not expect that coming. I did not expect that. At all. But no, that one band that everybody hates, Nickelback. I don't hate Maroon 5 like people hate Nickelback.
Right.
I don't hate them really at all. I mean, like, a couple of their tunes I found myself singing along with. He is my least favorite coach on The Voice, though.
Oh, I will agree with you there.
But that's in a different context.
Right.
You know?
But it's funny because, like, every time she says something that I don't like, and like I don't want to make a statement to, I just say she rolls her eyes. I just the only thing I say back to her is Maroon 5, like everything.
Oh, I love it. I love that stuff. And now you have a new eye roll emoji to use.
She hates it. She's like, we'll say something and then I'll just say Maroon 5. Just remember,
Sarah, what we would do for Thanksgiving.
My family's all around here, so we will just go
Mine
over
too.
To my parents' house, and my mom's already bossed me around. In fact, I think she left a voicemail of what I am to make.
Oh my God,
with
really?
The recipe for it.
What?
It involves a lot of mayo.
Oh, is it that salad?
So you didn't even get a, like a preference?
The salad that you guys, yeah.
You didn't be like, hey, whatever you want to bring. What do you want to bring?
Oh, no. That's not how it works in my
Got
family.
It. Okay.
She calls you up.
Understood.
Gingy calls you up and says.
Ginger.
We're having. Yes, it's Ginger.
I call her
Jen
Gingy,
Jen calls
though.
Her Gingy.
You should.
We're eating at 2:30. You will be making the Greek salad, which there's nothing Greek about it.
No, it's just not
And
mayonnaise.
Do you have the recipe? And I was like, no, Mom.
You know what? Here's what you do. Just put like a jar of mayonnaise into a bowl and put a lettuce on top
Pete
of it.
Pete said I should skimp on the mayonnaise and make it crappy so they never want me to make it again.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I might do.
Wow.
Yeah, I like I'll the sabotage
speak guy.
It.
I like the speak guy a lot.
Yep. It's her husband.
So if I have a question that's like a very nuanced thing. If you eat at 2:30...
Oh, God.
What time are you expected to arrive?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Actually, she said we're eating at 3, so I have to be there at 2:30.
Okay.
This so you don't have to
very,
help with the
very
setup.
Very, very fine line, right?
Right.
Like if you like swing in, you know, you're eating at 3 and you swing in at 2:45 and like everybody's already like sitting, like passing rolls.
I got a text saying we're eating at 5. Everyone's coming over at 3:30. I was like, that is a lot of prep time. I'll be
aggressive.
There for 49 things.
Right. Like then maybe three drinks in.
Yeah.
Right. I have my family's all here. We have like the most accommodating parents. Like we have I have three siblings and two of us have kids. So it's like, we always like plan like meals after naps. Like it's, and then like
Sounds
my mom
awesome.
Is and dad are like, well, sure, we can have Thanksgiving Friday. Your mom's having it on Thursday. Like my sister-in-law, like
wow.
my, and they don't even care. It's not resentful. Like I'm like, these guys, wow. they're not from the Midwest. Like something happened.
That's amazing.
It
That's
is
really
like
nice.
There's no like underlying BS.
Yeah,
I really love Thanksgiving, but I don't like turkey that much.
I don't like turkey
either.
Yeah,
but
everything else,
stuff, I'm like,
so
put
good.
In my
yeah.
Like,
so, do you ever have two meats at Thanksgiving?
Mm-mm. Two meats,
like a ham and a turkey,
no.
or
no.
always just a turkey?
Always turkey.
All right,
and we always had beef tenderloin on Christmas.
Oh, yum!
Yeah,
that sounds great. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty classic Christmas.
Yes.
So let's get to the real stuff here. I switched deodorants. Because I can only tolerate this Thanksgiving BS talk so often because I went to do my PT this morning and I rolled up my arms like I do every morning, every afternoon when I'm doing my PT. And it was like someone had tucked two rotten onions under my arms for 3 weeks. And then I kept my arms over them. And someone like duct taped my arms down. And then I was finally able to release them this morning while doing
So wait a second. Is that because of the old deodorant or because of the new deodorant?
So this is what I'm trying to suss out.
Okay.
So I know that a new deodorant takes time for your body to adjust, especially if you've been using like, I've been using like Secret Clinical, whatever. It's the one that's meant for like teens. It's called Mean Stinks. It smells amazing.
Wait,
like,
it's called Mean Stinks?
Yes. It's like there's, all like graffitied. There's like high school students.
There's like a sexual deodorant. Oh there was God. Like, I remember this. There was like a sexual deodorant. It was like a... It was like this, the scent was like something sexual, like. But I'm gonna Google this.
Anyway, Kate was telling a story. Okay.
Oh my God. We're siding. We're siding with each other. It's almost over, Jen.
I know.
So yeah. So I know that I should allow that that like mean time.
Right.
But I am so like I am like the one who like checks her breath like 16 times. I like wash my pits out midday sometimes when I've been like, right? Like I am just like, I smell good. I'm known for smelling good. For a while, my Twitter bio said, I smell good. Like it's just a thing for me. And so it's really hard right now. And I'm trying radical acceptance is my mantra right now. So I'm trying to like accept that this is what I smell like right now. And that I don't really hang around with a lot of strangers. I'm not like, I don't work for anyone else.
Right.
So, but I am in whatever is known as like ground zero of stinky times in my armpits.
Okay. So why? So did you move to natural deodorant? Is this what's going on?
So I switched because so many people have told me over the years that I need to stop putting aluminum, which is in every mainstream deodorant into my armpits. I have a huge health focus going on right now after a year of chronic pain.
Yeah.
So you know what? Everything is being overturned.
Yes.
I'm flipping tables.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, this is like Teresa Judas.
Oh, gosh.
She's in prison right now.
Yeah, we don't have time for prisoners.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Maybe you have a lot of prisoner listeners. I don't know. Sorry.
Our four listeners. Four people.
So that's the thing.
Yes.
So I switched to one that did not work at all. Like,
what was that called?
It didn't even go on my armpits. It was...
Toms?
No, wait. Yes, it was the Tom's apricot smell scent, which the other one I used smelled like papayas. So I was trying to like simulate.
Okay.
So I would rub this on like dry armpits and it felt like, like it didn't like.
Nothing stuck.
It didn't stick at all. It just was like, I was like, looked at the thing. It looked exactly the same as when I started. So I switched to the that Jason organic brand.
Yeah.
And it's just the lavender.
Okay.
So, and it's like I'm 2 weeks in and I just like I'm not over that hump yet. And I don't know if it's like, you know how like if you have like date someone for 2 years, it takes you like the like one quarter of the amount of time before you're like over them. Like, am I in that sort of situation right now where, you know?
Yeah.
So what's
your armpit?
Yeah.
So here's my thing.
Wait, this is like, can this find is commonalities. Like
Grand Hinckley Casino. They're like, what's your armpit story?
I want to know what's going on with your underarms.
Same. I did a whole health thing, right? Like I started acupuncture, did all these things, had a healthy spotty whatever, supplements, all of it. And finally, I was at the same point where I'm like, I need to change my deodorant. I cannot do this aluminum anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm almost through a year of doing it. And I've tried.
I've never noticed you smell that.
Haven't you? Thank God.
Oh, good.
Like four different things, right? I've tried Tom's, first of all, lavender, Tom's.
It's the most readily available natural kind.
You can make your own deodorant, you know.
No, thanks.
Hannah Whiteven does.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I did the Jason apricot, which I do like. Yeah. Okay, but have you, my almost sister-in-law, turned me on to the crystal.
Okay.
Have you tried the crystal?
No, but I remember it from high school.
What's the crystal?
It looks like a crystal. It's a crystal. It's this crystal thing. You turn it, you wet it, and then you put that under your arms.
I've never heard of this.
The crystal does not smell. So if you smell anything, that was your arms previously, right? Your underarm previous. So like if you do it clean out of the shower, you do the crystal and then there's no odor. But I think it's working, but it still scares me. And I'm not kidding you. I'm smelling my own armpits like 20 times a day.
Yeah.
Where do you buy a crystal?
Anywhere. I bought it at CVS. Like they sell it like
It's everywhere now.
Yeah, it's everywhere now.
I don't understand this. This is a foreign concept.
It looks like, you know, the crystals that like your English teacher in high school wore around
your
neck.
Can I tell you what I'm thinking about?
Yes.
The dark crystal.
It sort of looks like that.
You know the movie, The Dark Crystal?
No.
Come on. Maroon 5. Come on.
Maroon 5.
Stop.
I got to
call it. Dark Crystal. It's like Muppets. That's what I keep thinking of, The Dark Crystal.
It's a little like more like Fraggle Rock. But
yeah, but like creepier. Way.
Totally.
Fraggle Rock.
So, but I had a friend that used that in high school, and I thought she was so weird, but I'm going to try it.
I've never heard of that in my entire life.
You know what? It's $4.99, so it's not
How
like
long does the crystal last?
Up to a year.
How do your chakras align?
I have no idea. Are there seven?
I have no idea. I was just, that's just a word. I feel like those two words go together.
Seven chakras.
Crystals and chakras, they like...
Right.
Yeah. Well, I am fully in. I'm like my back is covered with cupping bruises right now.
Yeah.
So.
No. I'm a big
try. Oh, cupping.
Yeah.
Yes.
I went to this yoga retreat yesterday, and I'm driving there, and I remembered that I wore this top to yoga, and I remembered that I had the cupping bruises, and I've never met any of the people in the class, and I was like, oh no.
They were like, I've done it.
I think most people that have done yoga have at least heard of cupping.
Yeah.
But they were really bad this time.
That's probably because they're moving flow.
Yeah, it's so great. I did it at Northeast Community
moving
Acupuncture.
Moving your flow.
So, okay, we got. I want to know there's hope. So I really appreciate.
Please try
that,
it.
And I will. And I think that sort of like washing your privates as a woman, like it's a self cleaning oven, right?
Right. You don't really need to use a lot of soap or any soap.
In your armpits.
In your
ladies.
In your hoo-ha. So
in your vagini.
Yeah, but I think like it is.
What
like
did she? What did I overcall it?
The JJ.
Oh yeah,
vagini.
In Chinatown.
So I think that you know, like the more I use like hot water and a washcloth too, like like rub and get it out of there, and like that
the bacteria.
Yeah. You know, like if I don't do that or if I forget to do it that day, like I can tell that that's worse.
Like whoo.
Too. So, and do you have 4 o'clock Oprah pang still? Like 4 o'clock comes around and you're just like.
She recorded every single episode of Oprah that ever existed. Like you would have it on your DVR for like weeks and weeks.
Like today, like this week, I have like 4 o'clock Oprah pangs.
We would watch
and I have this like empty piece of my soul that doesn't get to just like sit and watch Oprah at four.
So we, Jen and I,
Oprah and Gail.
We think we are Oprah and Gail.
Yeah, guess which one is which. Like when we go fly fishing, did you ever watch the Oprah
camping?
Yeah, the Oprah camping. Because Oprah is like no nonsense. Like I'm just gonna get in here and do this shit. And Gail is like, while you're at it, could you also make me an omelet with like Gruyere cheese? And Oprah's like, bitch, you can do it yourself. Thank you. It's my favorite to watch them travel together. It's so stupid and hilarious.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love when their dynamic together is awesome.
That's great.
Okay, so I'm going to try the crystal. I'm going to continue to scrub with hot water and a washcloth.
Yes.
And then I'll report back because I know everyone's on the edge of their seat.
So has anyone told you that you smell?
No.
Okay, I mean, no one's told me, but then I'm like, people are polite, blah, blah, blah.
No, I've never noticed it. Either one of you.
Let me know if you do. Because Pete, I try and get him to smell my armpits, and he won't do it.
Yeah.
I've never noticed.
Yeah, it's a private thing. It's a weird thing.
I know, I guess. And I was like, why? You've known me forever. Just smell it.
Yeah.
You guys, I need you to know that.
Just smell it.
I just looked up, because we were talking about all this like nice stuff to your body, crystals and cupping and stuff. I'm going to go get a massage after this.
Good for you.
Thanks. Are you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm going to use my HSA.
Perfect.
Can you?
Yeah. I mean.
You're such a grown up.
Yes.
Awesome. I didn't know Thank that. You. I've been out of the insurance industry for a while.
I mean, so. I don't know. Maybe it's illegal. Sorry if anybody listened to that. I'm pretty sure you can.
Great.
Busted. No, I'm going to get a list and check it out.
FSA is different.
Oh, okay. Got it.
HSA is your health savings account.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about...
Back to the show.
Coming. Castminder Kate says...
So, random tangent.
So we are coming up on Thanksgiving and we're going to smell good for it.
Yeah.
And we... I have a tendency to imbibe around the holidays.
Heck yeah.
Actually, Wednesday night is the biggest... liquor sales night of the year in Minnesota and probably beyond.
Yes.
In Wisconsin, where I'll be, you can just buy liquor when you buy food.
Yeah,
you don't have to go to a separate
one. I'm actually glad we can't do that here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a lot. I'm not going to be popular for that opinion, but I probably would be drunk more. And I don't drink a ton anymore. But when I do, I tend to drink more. So, mm-hmm. like, for me, it's like being out drinking, being in social situations makes me want to drink. So, then the first thing I always think of, and I actually prep for it now with what I, like, eat before I drink, is how can I get over this hangover faster? Because nobody ain't got time for that. Nobody
right.
ain't got time for that.
Right.
What I went out to get me a cold pop.
Jesus. Actually, a Coke could really... Really,
I know, but that's
help a cold
that's,
pop.
Sweet, what's her name? Sweet
Brown.
Sweet Brown.
No,
Sweet. The lady who said what? No, and nobody got time for that. She went like, if you watch the interview, she goes, "I went out to get me a cold pop."
Oh, I don't even know who that is. Oh, I just seriously made that up.
Yeah. I think it is actually.
And I was doing like I was doing like the like girl from like the like Black Irish neighborhood.
Oh yeah,
sorry.
No, it's the she. I used to do her voice all the time.
Why can't we think of her name?
Sweet Brown.
Oh, okay, you're gonna have to talk about this another
time. We're gonna have to link that in the show notes.
Tell me how to not have a hangover.
So I always
bone broth.
What?
No.
Yes. Don't drink?
I tried to tell her
this. Oh, bone broth.
Yes.
Oh, bone broth. I thought you said Löwenbräu.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, that's a beer.
Isn't that a beer?
Yeah, it
okay.
is.
Okay.
I was like, I went what? Out drinking. It's been a... Okay, you know this. I never, very rarely get drunk. Like, it's a problem because I would like to be able to do that more often.
Let's clarify. You don't drink enough to get drunk. It's not like you're drinking a ton, but you don't get drunk.
Yeah.
It's mostly because you can't stay at places long enough.
Well, that
you're
and
to
also, like,
else.
I just hit a point where I'm like, I don't want to drink anymore. Like, I just have, like, an internal that's just like, burr. And so.
I have that too.
Yeah. And so, like, a couple weeks ago, well, 3-4 weeks ago, probably, I didn't have to work on a Thursday. So I went out on Wednesday night and stayed out till bar time. And I was drunk, and the next day I had a hangover.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and I'd made bone broth like a day or two previous to that. And yep. I was like, that sounds like something I would like to eat right now.
Right.
So I just like warmed it up. Like, and I just taken like a rotisserie chicken carcass and like cooked it down, and like, it was so good. And that was an instant cure hangover for me right there. I texted you this.
You
and
did.
And you were like, I'm not. If you make me try it, maybe.
I did not say that.
You did. I have it on text. And
oh my God, and I have it on text.
I Googled it because I was like, I wonder if that's actually a thing. And yeah, like so many people are like, it replaces, there's like electrolytes and, you know, some of the collagen and everything that's like in, like all the good nutrients that are in bone broth.
If you make me some, I will try it.
It's good. It tastes like chicken soup.
Yeah,
but it's like
it's gelatiny.
It's like gelatin from the collagen-rich bones.
Yeah,
but only
when it gets cool does it like harden up. Like it's like hard. It's
liquid when you're drinking or when you're eating it.
Just yeah, like and so mug, there's like often like a sipping cup of bone broth, so you can just sip it like if you're sick or
it's so good.
So it's just like drinking the broth from chicken soup.
It makes me want to buy every single rotisserie chicken, store the carcass under my bed until it's time to make bone broth.
So just anyway, what are the
actually
other...
buy a big. Buy just a, like a freezer Ziploc,
yeah,
and just stick like six of them in there,
oh,
and
that's
then
an idea.
Take them all out, put them in your crock pot
with the skins too.
Yep, all the good stuff. Yeah. And so you can buy bone broth at your co-op in like the small containers, just like chicken broth comes
where?
In.
Where
at the co-op? At any co-op, it's
I've
in smaller containers, and it just says like bone broth on
what
it.
Section
right by the soups,
like in a box. Yeah.
Yep, it's like the carton, just like.
Is it gelatiny in the box?
Yeah. I mean, it's thicker than typical bone, like typical broth.
Broth, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, because technically all broth has to be bone broth.
It's better to, well, not technically, because a lot of it is just salt and spices.
Water.
Yeah.
Really?
So you can, buy it, but it's best to make it.
Yeah, so good. I was like, I could go run a marathon right now.
So what I do if I know I'm going to be drinking is there's a couple tricks, but I take like double my vitamins that I take.
Okay.
I double like the vitamin D. I double the fish oil before like I go to a wedding or anything.
Fish oil. We need to talk fish oil sometime. Some other time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, like fish oil is magical. Like it's the only reason that I have I have like stable depression is that I take a supplement of fish oil every day. So, well, and I mean, 10 other things too, but that's, I think that's the constant. So other things, you can actually buy charcoal capsules. So charcoal, what charcoal does is it, like with a face mask or anything else you think, like it takes out toxins.
Sure.
It takes out, you know,
That makes sense.
It absorbs those things.
Clarins makes a lovely charcoal face mask.
So you can buy capsules charcoal.
Yeah, you can buy charcoal capsules. Other things you can do are take a couple teaspoons of coconut oil. So give yourself like the sort of like you're making like a base. Sort of like if you were already drunk and you're like eating mozzarella sticks, it slows down. But you're doing like something good, like coconut oil is good for you. Another thing you can – so this is before, but you can also in the morning of or when you get home from the wedding or if it's safe, of course, take a bath – or in the morning is fine too, but take a bath with Epsom salts.
Okay.
Mm. So Epsom salts draw out. So you want to think about like –
the toxins.
Like creating a little nest and also like drawing out things when you're done.
Yeah.
In the morning, you can also do – bone broth is like essentially like drinking Gatorade.
Oh,
so you could do Gatorade. But a better alternative to Gatorade, and that's readily available now, is coconut water.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't really care if you don't like it. Drink it anyway.
No, it's like –
it does taste like papaya. Like it has a little bit of like a musky scent. Yeah. Okay, so then I guess go out and get a big bowl of pho.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, that's a good, like it's same. So you want to somehow get those electrolytes back in.
So
through.
You don't recommend if you have a nasty hangover, like ordering a giant pizza because.
Well, a pizza will slow down fat. Fat gets trapped in the valve that absorbs alcohol and it slows down your liver processing it.
So that's bad or good?
It's good when you're in like, if you like need to like, you're like, whoa, I'm way too drunk. Eat something fatty. And that.
Don't eat pretzels.
Mm. Well, if it has cheese sauce.
That's
going to
make you drink more. That's why they give you
pretzels.
That's
where they serve them at.
Yeah, that's like all the snacks on the bar food are always like salty.
Salt. So they want you to drink more.
Yeah.
It's all a scam.
So, but fat will help. I mean, like I worked at Old Chicago downtown. In the heyday.
Oh my God. Man. That's the only place that ever challenged my fake Lorianne Bonderson ID.
Yeah, we were really tight on it. You want to know why that is? Because if you get a DWI, they go after the biggest bar you were at. They don't go after the dive bar. They go after the biggest name because they know they can get money. So I worked there and, you know, sometimes we would card like when they came downstairs. Mm-hmm. So we would give out, like, you know, hundreds of free plates of
food.
Mozzarella sticks specifically every night. For
and
that
people
reason.
Were eating it like they were just like, yes.
Oh my God, amazing. Free mozzarella sticks?
Oh my God. Okay,
matcha rubber sticks. You did it to me earlier, so I just got you back.
Mozzarella sticks sounds really good right now.
It kind of does. Yeah, but I would like, throw up then at my right class.
Now. Yeah. I'm starving. I worked out before I came here, so I'm like, must have food.
Yeah.
These are good tips, though.
But the other thing you can do is, I mean, there's lots of things you can do, and we're going to link to a bunch of ideas in the show notes. But one of the really most comforting things you can do is just do the thing you think helps your hangover. Like whatever that is, like if it's like eat an egg sandwich with cheese and bacon and whatever it is. Like
you used to have a thing. It was like Chinese food and milk.
Oh, so good.
That is disgusting.
I always crave Asian if the day after drinking a lot. I always do. I don't know
so
what
like
it
how
is.
How often is that?
Not often anymore. Not really often anymore.
It's because alcohol is a depressant. So I think that's probably why you want to like make, you know, bad choices. Not that all Asian food choices are bad, but... The Asian food that I would eat when I was drinking was like Lian Chen.
Totally. I'll take whatever.
Yeah, probably.
Fried rice. Like a lot of fried rice.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And
fried rice for days.
Seriously. But I kind of could do that any. I don't know why I love fried rice. But
Fried
rice.
The other thing is I feel like you should eat enough prior to drinking. Because whenever my worst hangovers are when I haven't had a substantial meal.
You're a good eater.
I'm such a good eater. And when I'm not a good eater, I pay for it.
Yep.
Especially if I have been drinking.
Yeah. Like have a steak.
I have a girlfriend in college who used to purposefully not eat before we'd go out drinking because she'd think it would impact how drunk she would
get. I have a girlfriend now that does that.
Yeah. She's like, I just want to get drunk. So she wouldn't eat. And then she's also the one who fell down the stairs at our spring formal and like wasn't wearing any underwear. her dress. It's
always,
came over
always
her
the
head.
Same girl. Yeah. It's always the same girl.
She loves that story, and she lives in Colorado. She doesn't listen to this shit. So
no, because we're banned in Colorado,
as you should be.
The internet hasn't got there yet.
So, do you have any like,
you know,
from your? I mean, not that you, because I don't either anymore. Like, yeah, I rarely the hangover, feel that way.
I'll like drink take an Advil, take a shower.
Yeah, take the maximum dose of Advil.
Something. Yeah, I usually it's like. I have to eat. I think when we went to some weddings, when Mackenzie's wedding, I remember I was real hungover that time, and we stopped. I was like dying until we got to the part where we stopped at Toby's breakfast. Yeah. I was like, I had like rolled on the window. And I was like, oh God. Because like traveling in a car with that. And so like I have to eat something. And like that's, I think, the main thing. I once got sick in a Burger King bathroom because I was too hungover. I think that was after your birthday party, Sarah. I fell off a chair. I didn't even know. And apparently I karaoke'd an entire song. I had no recollection of that whatsoever.
Wow.
So I've learned some lessons over the years, you know.
Like you do.
Eat Burger King.
It does. I mean, like eating anything will help.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a pillow.
You know, water. I try to drink water while I'm drinking too.
Same.
Chaser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because or smart. Just like at the same time, because then I don't have time to be hungover anymore. That's the other part. I used to have like just a whole day that you could just like veg out and not do anything, watch Scream 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But like I don't have that time anymore. So
that made me think of something.
What?
So you know my favorite movie of all time is Rocky IV. Creed is coming out where Apollo, and this is, I'm so digressing.
Yeah.
That's
Apollo
okay.
Creed's son. And then Rocky's gonna train him. And I know you're so not interested.
That's a movie?
But these are things that make me excited.
Wow.
They're gonna make a movie.
Dumb
about that?
Movies like that. Yes.
Nice.
That's probably because Sylvester Stallone needs some money.
Of course he does.
Oh my God.
I think he has plenty of money.
No, I think he's not.
I think he needs something to do because he's retired.
Yeah.
Aw. Yeah. Hey, buddy.
You know what? We were weightlifting last weekend and we played the Rocky
Did
soundtrack.
Did you? You should. Mm-hmm. It's a good amp up tune.
I am a tiger. I mean, the whole album we played.
It's so classic. Mm-hmm. It is. It's classic. It will remain a classic, even
but
if you never
four
loved it.
Out of
movies.
All of them. Oh, four is my favorite one because he fights Ivan Drago and he has to go train in Russia. And he has to do everything like he can't use any machines, right? So they show like Ivan Drago using like steroids and all these things and all these machines, and Rocky has to train by like running in the snow and weightlifting people.
Mm-hmm.
You should watch. You should rewatch it now that you're fitness queen.
You probably identify with it more.
I got muscles
more than ever.
Did you see my quad goals picture? I put
did.
On Instagram?
Ooh. That was awesome.
Thank you. Nice segue.
Thanks. Quad goals.
Yeah, quad goals. Hey, should we do tweets of the week?
Yeah, my computer just went dark though. So
Got it.
Yeah.
So I had this tweet that I can't find. So if you know the person who tweeted this, please share it with us because I couldn't find it. But I saw someone this week who said, "Okay, Adele, we get it. You're good at eyeliner."
She is. She can like wing that shit out like there's
I don't
no
even know.
And I mean, let's get real. We know it's not her doing it. Okay.
I
know she's got a nice team doing that shit.
But I have a feeling, I have this deep down feeling.
She could do it too?
That she could do it, you know, like in her sleep.
Well, she's got a great nude eye with the winged.
I bet there's a YouTube video.
Oh my God,
there's tons of YouTube videos.
Sure.
I've watched all of them.
Oh.
Like how to get eye makeup like Adele, of course. There's a million.
That's what they're
awesome.
Called.
Just type in Adele eye makeup
and
on
they
YouTube,
pop
and like 13,000 tutorials will pop
Super.
Up.
Super. I'm gonna do it. Tell me if you know the source. I thought it was someone, and I didn't find it in her feed. But I love that tweet so much.
This
and I love her. I don't wanna.
I love her so much. She's like a person I would want to just hang out with.
And we'll link to the impersonator video too.
Oh,
that was so good.
I had to put flaws on, you know, because of my tattoos.
She's so good.
She's so good.
And just
that was
as a
my
reminder,
Adele impression.
The album name is her age.
25.
Do you think she's going to keep doing that?
Yes.
So when she's
19,
like 45, it'll be like Adele, 45.
She's Adele.
She's got
she
three so far. I mean,
19, 21, 25.
Chasing Pavement.
39.
Amazing.
Doesn't sound so good.
You don't think so?
39.
All the rest of them after 25 will just be Adele. Adele.
One.
Adele.
71.
Adele.
So my tweet's good. It's from Matt Oswalt, who is Patton Oswalt's brother.
Really?
Yeah. And his Twitter handle is Puddin Strip.
Oh, and gosh.
He's really funny, too. And so this is what it is. You ever get the feeling the whole world is Adele and you're Dan Aykroyd in the We Are the World chorus?
Amazing.
It made me laugh out loud. I was like, amen, brother. Amen.
So it's an all Adele tweet of the week.
An all Adele. Yeah, she's just perfect.
And we're going to link to that, her impersonating herself.
Oh, my God. I love it. I was up Friday night. Video. I went to bed at like 10:30 and somehow woke up at 3 a.m. I was awake till 6:30. I watched 2 episodes of Homeland and I watched that Adele video. The impersonator. I was like very emotional while I watched it. I was like, I just want to like be her friend.
I know.
Jenny, she talks very slow and calm.
Took her long enough.
Understand the words.
She took her time.
But I'm going to walk like this. Okay, good.
I love it. Well, let's wrap up.
Okay.
Another good show. Thanks again, Sarah, for being here with us.
Thanks for having me. Super fun.
Soup's fun.
You can find Sarah at thestylistonline.com. Yep. And you can...
on Twitter at TSO Style Sarah.
You're so much better at me than that.
And on Instagram at Fastener Style. And on Pinterest at what?
Sarah Fastener.
Sarah Fastener.
Oh.
Nice. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to go and follow you right now. I started to do that earlier.
I hope you like outfits.
Yeah, a lot of outfits. I do.
Thanks for joining us today. You're the best.
Make some food recipes. You're the best. This is Jen, and you can find me on Twitter at Jen Shaw. I'm going to try to tweet more. I've had a lot of work to do lately.
You're doing great.
And also, my boss's boss's assistant follows me on Twitter, so I feel like she also follows only 5 people. So, like, if she... your face. Oh, my God. Fuck. She knows, like, everything about me. And I'm like, right, because when she goes on her Twitter timeline, it's, like, 18,000 of my tweets. So I feel really conscious of that. Anyway, tricky. I'm also on the internet at jenshaw.com.
This is Kate, and you can find me at CleverKate. On Twitter, at CleverKate. Oh, my gosh. Or you can find me on my website at clever-kate.com.
Yeah.
I need a nap. It happens. Clearly. And you can find this podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts, including
mathishard.net,
iTunes, and mathishard.net. Hi, Kyle.
It's, you know what? It's been a long week.
It has
been. You know, we just got to do us. And sometimes it's improv.
It's true.
Okay.
It's true. XOXO.
JK.